you'll get by with a little help from your friends. And you know who those friends are. You take good care of yourself, you hear? We love you, man.
Hello, everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic at AboveTopSecret.com. Today, I'm talking about what I believe. Thank you, How Much is the Doggy? That was a very interesting podcast to listen to. As far as what I believe, I usually have to discover some kind of credibility for me to even consider believing something. I live pretty much in an agnostic view of most things. Not just about a belief in God, but about everything that I come across. And in fact, the more I go along, the less and less I believe in a God, because it just doesn't make logical sense to me at all. And that's something that I also draw on, credibility and logic. I'm big on logic. So if it doesn't make sense to me, I'm not likely to believe it, unless I experience it myself, which is a whole different thing. You asked, would you believe that I talk to dead people? And I thought, sure, I have. And it doesn't make logic sense. But it has happened to the point that I can honestly say it's something that I believe is possible. And that's another thing. I believe in possibilities, all possibilities. You know, quantum mechanics and theories, Serpo, the man on the grassy knoll. You know, I believe these things are possible, but that doesn't mean that I believe them. So there's that difference there. In most cases, I only believe what I have proof for, or at least overwhelming evidence. For example, the 9/11 events, I consider what I have seen of the 9/11 events as sufficient evidence that the buildings were demolished, all three buildings. That's what I believe for sure. However, believing that the buildings were demolished implies that the official story isn't true. And so then I can go off and imagine what I think really happened. And, you know, in my mind, I've come to a set of circumstances that makes the most sense, the most logical sense to me. And that is actually what I believe. But the most important thing is knowing that I could be wrong. You know, I have in my mind what I believe about 9/11. I say, I really believe that happened, and I really do. But if I was given overwhelming evidence or proof in another direction, you know, I would easily admit that I was wrong. So what it takes for me is credibility. It has to make logical sense and or evidence. That came out pretty good, didn't it? Okay, you asked, what would it take me to believe in these different things? Aliens and UFOs exist. Well, it makes sense to me that they exist. I believe it's logical. In other words, it's illogical that we are the only ones here. So I believe that aliens, somebody's out there. I don't even know if they're alien. They might be just like us on an Earth-like planet somewhere. But if that's what you mean, somebody unearthly, I believe that they exist. Why? Because it's logical to think so to me. There is some evidence, people's stories about it, people's sightings, pictures, that don't overwhelmingly prove they exist, but indicate certainly that they do. And what would it take me to really, really believe? Well, to see it. For me to have an invested belief in it, I would have to see either a craft, you know, come over close over my head. You know, something on the 6 o'clock news would certainly would certainly convince me. Something coming out on the internet, an official release of knowledge by the government. For me to be fully invested in believing it, I would have to see it. Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster. I think if I saw the same thing pretty much, I don't think I'm going to see it myself because, you know, I'm not usually in those positions, but certainly if I saw it myself, I would believe it. But if it, they had a movie of Bigfoot and, you know, the Loch Ness Monster moving, and I could tell what it was, and it wasn't all grainy or shaky camera and all that, and, you know, they had a really good picture of it and everything, a movie. Yeah, sure, I would believe that if I saw that on TV or, you know, by credible source. There we get back to credibility. It depends on the source. Do I believe they exist right now? I am totally on the fence about that, Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster. Unlike my belief in aliens and UFOs, I have no belief in the Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster. But I have heard credible people who I judge as credible talking about them. So, you know, I'm still on the fence. NWO, I believe it. I have seen documents on the internet, of course. I have seen indications over the past 6 years, at least. I wasn't really watching that closely before then. But since I've been watching, I have seen indications left and right of what I consider sufficient evidence that there is a new world order on the way. I guess that's about it. And always remember, I could be wrong. Thank you for listening.